I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Theater of the People is at it again with one of their innovative double features. This time it's a science fiction fair with an H.G. Wells classic, The Invisible Man, and the play that the word robot may come from, Carol Capek's R.U.R. Our guests are the two directors, Theater of the People co-founder David Noskow and area playwright and director Pat Anderson. David, with your earlier experience in trimming full-length works by Ibsen and Strindberg into compact one-acts, you seem a natural to work with the Carol Capek. But I understand this time, in addition to trimming, you've added some elements. Tell us about both processes.
Well, that's correct. It's always a challenge when you're dealing with late 19th century, early 20th century work. R.U.R., kind of jokingly, it was written for our great-grandparents, 1921. There will be some folks out there who feel like it's blasphemy to cut two-thirds of a play out. However, I and Theater of the People feel that we are actually doing the playwright justice by continuing to produce the work and to try to share it with audiences today in a way that's meaningful for them.
Now, as you went through it line by line, did your respect for the work increase or decrease, David?
It always increases. When you're trimming a story to its basic elements, you really start to see the, what is at the heart of the play. It's actually a love story. Not to mention the existential question of what is a soul and what is the relationship between man and machine, not just the conflict, but how does it play out in those moments where it's characters interacting with characters.
Now, in some ways, in terms of the exposition, you've actually inserted a chorus. Reminds me a little bit of your recent project with the Greek dramas.
That's correct. The thought was, we can tell part of that story through movement and can condense what is essentially 20, 30 minutes of the story into a 5 or 6 minute movement piece.
We're talking with David Noskow. He's the co-founder of Theater of the People, and he's the director for the Carol Capek R.U.R. part of their science fiction fair. Pat Anderson is the director for Theater of the People's production of H.G. Wells' The Invisible Man. Pat, you followed a very different path than David for your adaptation. I understand that your group is nicknamed the Artistic Collaborative Trouble Players.
I didn't know about that. Yeah, we really did take a different approach. I was assigned the project. The Invisible Man wasn't a story I'd been dying to work on, and I was more intrigued by the Theater of the People because of the process and the opportunity to do something different, and I really seized upon that. The events of the play still happen, but we've set it in Bloomington now, and the entire play happens in 7 hours. So it's not going to be what people think, that the Invisible Man is still really, really scary. And the audience will laugh a lot, but be creeped out, too.
Tell us a little bit about the process. You actually started with the novel rather than one of the theatrical treatments?
Yep. We went with what the book said, and then we did writing prompts about invisibility. We tried to make people show a little bit of their personal pain. It was a really neat process, and the actors actually wrote the scripts. The script itself was invisible, and the whole thing happened through improv. And most of the lines actually are from the actors' mouths. What we did, though, is we would tell them where they were and give them points about what had to happen in the scene, like maybe three things they had to say or what information they had to get across.
Can you give me an example of if I were one of your actors, what you might have told me?
You're in People's Park, and you just saw a wallet float by in thin air. What would you do?
Oh, just... We've been talking with Pat Anderson, the director for the Theater of the People's production of H.G. Wells' The Invisible Man, and David Noskow, co-founder of the Theater of the People and the director and adapter of Carol Capek's R.U.R., the Theater of the People's Science Fiction Fair in the Rose Fire Bay of the Waldron Arts Center, opens on the 16th and continues with performances through the 24th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.